to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, and I am your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose. We want to welcome you here today, and just to have a place for experts who have in-depth conversations about their life, relationships, and business in real time. This is real talk about real life on purpose, about successes, failures, issues, and insights to a better life. And today on the show, we're excited to have none other than Michael Anker, who is a YouTuber and artist. Welcome, Michael, to Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having
me. Yeah, so we had some little technical difficulties earlier. I want you to tell the audience where you are from.
So you may be able to tell from my accent, but I'm from, well, the UK, specifically England. So I'm from Bristol. I'm based in Spain. So if anyone's, I think most people like have heard of Manchester, which is a city in England. So I live town. So I live in a town called Chadderton, which is based in Manchester.
Okay.
So basically I'm English, but I think you can tell.
No, we can't tell. But yeah, I'm familiar with Manchester, and I have a lot of co-teachers that worked with me when I lived in China. They came from there, so they still live there now, but yeah, I'm familiar with that. And let me just ask, is it always chilly there? Is it always gray there? Is it sunshine? Give us a view.
It really depends. For example, last week, in obviously a lot of places have heat waves, and we had... it just depends. Like, I mean, I know everyone thinks England is always like rainy.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just really depends. Like last week we had, I think it was Monday and Tuesday last week, we had like a very, like for us, a severe heat wave. Mm-hmm. It was one, in some places it was like 40 degrees, which is quite hot.
Oh, wow.
For the UK.
Oh, wow.
And the other, like, but where it was near me, it was like 33 degrees one day, and then the next day it was like 35, 37, and which is very hot for the UK. So it was like...
So that's like 90, weird. Right? Like 90? Is that like 90? In Fahrenheit, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. So you do experience. Is it muggy like it was here? It was muggy here. It was very, very bad.
But yeah, it was very muggy, it was very like humid, and I mean it was lovely to have a bit of sunny weather, but it was like too much.
Wow. Okay, so enough on the weather. So now that we got the whole feel of where you've come from, Manchester, near Manchester and all of that great stuff, how do you show up in the world, Michael? How do you show up?
I think the way I show up is, which is a lot of people know me for being a singer, for YouTuber. I do many things like people never have to never know what I'm going to be doing.
Oh.
Sorry about that. If you can hear my dog in the background, that's the dog.
That's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
so that's another thing about me. A lot of people know that I've got a dog as well. So I feel like to show up in the world is like a very, I don't know, I show up in the world as like a person that does many things. I'm a singer, I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah.
I also got to say, I do an Instagram chat show thing basically. I do an Instagram interview series called Michael's Marvelous Instagram Chat Show. So a bit similar to what you do with your podcast and YouTube.
Right, right.
And then we do people from all over the world. And I've not done that for a while, but I've recently started doing that again. Like, I mean, like, I brought it back for a new season, and I've been enjoying, like, the people have been excited to see that.
What season are you in? What season?
I was it. So I basically did about 3 seasons.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So it's like, just always decide what I want to do. So I did it. I started it in, I'll do it a bit of background. So basically, the reason I started the stage is when it was like lockdown, obviously, it was COVID and everything. A lot of people started doing podcasts, and I knew a lot of people like, why not do my own? And I think there's a lot on, obviously, on YouTube or
Spotify,
but there's not as many on Instagram. So I wanted to, obviously, just make people know on YouTube anyway. So I thought, I want to do something separate from YouTube interviewing. So I started my Instagram chat show in February last year. So I did about like 3 separate like series or seasons. And then I tried to do like season 4 this year, but then I'm like, I've stopped it. But now this is like proper season 4. Like I announced that it'd be coming back some point this summer, and I've done like 2 interviews. And I'm like, I've got another one booked for tomorrow. So I'm very, and people that seem to be very excited about it, like people wanting to be on the show and, you know, being interviewed by me. People seem to really enjoy the interviews, and it just, and I think as well, it helps like boost like my profile. Because I did on, I think it was on Monday or Sunday, I got like 6 new followers, and one yesterday got 5 new followers. So it helped also as well, obviously, meeting all these wonderful people.
Yeah.
Obviously, one itself also helps like boost like my profile and people. Yeah. People know about me, and obviously it helps also further boost my show as well.
Sure, absolutely also, like, does. Yeah. Yeah. So, how is it? You know, share a little bit of about being a YouTuber and what that really means. In the realm of what you're doing, what does it really mean to be a YouTuber?
I think for me, obviously, because I'm a singer and stuff anyway, so obviously I, you know, upload my music and stuff on YouTube. But I just, because I'm not just like one of those like singers that just puts the music on YouTube and stuff, I do a lot of like vlogs, like shopping hauls, you know, like dating life, whatever. And I think for like YouTube, like obviously stuff that I do many things. I mean, obviously, I promote my music on YouTube. Obviously, that's where a lot of people find my music. But also, I try to, you know, I do vlogs. So, and I think being a YouTuber, obviously, there's lots of different types of YouTubers. There's like gaming YouTubers. There's obviously there's YouTube podcasts. There's, you know, cooking. You know, there's so many different ones.
Right.
So I think for me, I'm like, obviously, I'm a singer, so obviously I do a lot of original songs and song covers on my YouTube channel, but I also do vlogs. So I consider myself like a vlogger, so I'm trying to like let people in. I think one thing about YouTube, people like to see into like other people's lives. Like,
Of course. That's why we go on YouTube.
I just like to let, like, say just something very exciting that happened in my life, like, oh, you know, like, been somewhere and I want to show people, or like, I might have been to a new place and bought some stuff I want to show people. It's all things like that. So it's like really just like show people a bit more about my life. And
okay.
I mean, obviously, my solid major is mainly a music channel, but I do like stuff to bring vlogs in and stuff to like let people know like what I'm up to, or you know, like what I've been doing, or for like some things that I do in like my everyday life that they might not know about, things like that. But yeah.
Okay, so your YouTube is channel is like there was a movie in, you might have seen it, it's in America, with Jim Carrey, and they had the camera follow him everywhere, whatever he was doing, no matter what it was. Is that the way yours is? Is no matter what you're doing, you're recording?
It's kind of that. It just depends. I mean, I don't like, not everyone knows that like, I have a single, like, 20, like, second of every 24-hour day.
Yeah.
I try to like, because on my, obviously like with my music, I try and be very personal, but also with my vlogs, I try to like, very like, like, watched a film today, like, what could I, like, you know, like, show people, like, this is actually what I do, and, like, or, okay. You know, some, like, something that I, you know, talked about or thought about that people may not even know, you know, that I even do or whatever, so it, you know, it's just, like, nice to, like, let people know what I want to or do or stuff.
Okay, got it. So, are you an earner? Like, do you earn money on this YouTube channel?
Unfortunately, no, I don't. But I think with me, obviously in the future, I'd like to earn money from it.
Okay.
But I think, you know, I like doing it with people, you know. So I think one day I'll probably get there to the point I can monetize.
Got you. Okay.
But I just like, you know, I just like.
You just like doing it for now, right? So do you think you eventually become an influencer with the guests that you might have on the show? Do you think that you'll be an influencer?
I think I've had some very interesting, like, oh, I've had guests obviously from the UK, I've had guests from Canada, Latvia, and the USA. I've had a few, like, people that have been on TV on the show by airline. So, like, I had obviously, I know, like, Real Housewives is big in America, so I had, anyone who watches Real Housewives of Orange County, I had last year, but I'm having it back this year at some point, Elizabeth Lynn Vargas, who was on season 15 of Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, nice.
I had one who was on one of the UK Housewives, Real Housewives of Jersey, not New Jersey, Jersey, which is...
yeah, that's different.
Yeah, so Jersey, if anyone doesn't know, Jersey, it's obviously there's New Jersey in America, but Jersey is an island between London and France. So they have their own Real Housewives, which is in the UK and stuff as well, which started like last year.
Oh, that's nice. Like, a lot.
So I interviewed someone from there, and I'm like, very good with them. And, you know, I interview musicians, podcasters. So I feel like, in a way, like, because... like, it's amazing, like I said, obviously, like, when I do the podcast, when I do my main reviews, the other day, I got 6 new followers, even that, and it's like, I'm like, ooh, and I'm like, it's great, obviously, it's like, for me, it's like,
right.
I get, obviously, more followers and more people know about me, and obviously, the people I'm, you know, interviewing get promoted, but also I get promoted, and, you know, I just love, like, interviewing people, I love, you know, talking, people, like, meeting new people and finding out their life story or, you know, what they're about and kind of what you do for your podcast, you know, like, just like get to know the bit, but also, like, you know, because you never know where it can lead from, like, if you interview that person, you can come back, or, you know, you might get to work with them on something. It just obviously depends on what, you know.
So how would you consider, you know, what you're doing right now as a YouTuber, right? And you want to turn this around, because eventually doing this work does become like a book or a journal or something like that. How do you believe that you could turn this around and make this a business like so many other YouTubers?
I think there's going to be I'll start with, like, because I'm currently on my YouTube, 461 subscribers, which is not bad. And obviously, you know, and I obviously grow with, you know, to, like, numbers, and I'm gradually, you know, like, so I think with that, obviously right. with the business, partly, obviously, every part of my music on my YouTube, and also my, obviously, lots, and I think, you know, once I get to a good, like, I say, get myself, like, this, I'm nearly at 500 anyway, so get to 500, and then eventually, when I can get to, you know, like, 1,000, and then, like, see if I can get, you know, some, like, promo deals or, like, little sponsorships from, like, little businesses or things like that, you know, to, like, obviously, turn it, because, like, there's so many, like, businesses that I've looked, like, more on my YouTube channel or, you know, charities or organisations or whatever. So, you know, so I think that things like that, and obviously, you know, obviously I'll probably start probably a membership on my channel and all these things.
Right, you'll have a membership, right, okay.
Getting to a certain subscriber level and then go from there.
Now, do you have, like, as a YouTuber, I know, as, you know, being a business owner myself, I had to come up with a business plan, you know, a plan, like what I'm going to do. As a YouTuber and an artist, do you have a business plan to kind of move it forward and be very strategic about what you're doing with what you're doing with your life?
Yeah, so with the YouTube side of things, I'm planning on, obviously it depends, obviously some people get, get loads of survival disease really easily, some people don't. So I'm planning on, hopefully, at some point this year, I get to 500 subscribers, which I don't think, because I'm not far off. And then eventually I'll get to 1,000, because obviously I'd like to hit that goal, and obviously that'd be like, I've got to that goal. So, and then obviously go from there and build, obviously, that up, and obviously now build my... And I think with me, because I think a lot of people like how that I'm very honest and real in my...
Sure, absolutely.
Obviously, but also my vlogs as a YouTuber, I'm like, I talk about things like some people will be too scared to talk about, or things like you might not talk about abuse, or things that people find interesting,
right?
Or find entertaining. So I think with that, and then with my music, this is a little exclusive for you, but if anyone from my followers or whatever listen to this, but I'm planning on with my music doing. Because obviously, I know it's a bit far away, but I'm planning on, hopefully, it's just remain the word. I'm planning on, because obviously I obviously released singles last year, I released a little mini EP, but obviously there's all things of when are you going to do an album? So I'm planning, all being well, on doing a Christmas album for this year.
Okay, nice. Nice.
I've mentioned it to a few people, and that's properly being started, hopefully soon. Recording and writing and stuff. Obviously there will be some everyone's favourite Christmas song that I'll be singing there as well, as well as a few originals. So that's something that I think why not make obviously daily well, but obviously it'd be Christmas album, and everyone loves the Christmas album, and obviously I've been waiting, I feel like people have been waiting for me for a long time to do a full album.
Probably were waiting, yeah. You were waiting too.
So it's why not make it a Christmas album? Because I did a Christmas album a few years ago and everyone loved it, so I feel like, next best thing I wanna do for Christmas theme, I try and do something new that's for every Christmas theme. This year, so I felt this year I'm going to be my first ever album, but why not make it a Christmas album?
Right. So let me ask you. So you said that you have even some guests that have, been seen on television. How are you leveraging, because we talk about leveraging with marketing and sales, how are you leveraging, leveraging that in your marketing as a YouTuber?
I think because obviously like I say, with the because I don't want all my guests to be on TV. It's people that I find interesting. Obviously there are people on TV that I find interesting, but also everyday people or musicians or whatever. But with the with the people that I've had the few people that have been on TV or people, that might be well known on the internet or whatever. For me, YouTube, obviously, because a lot of, one of the, there's some, the person I had, Elizabeth and Vargas that I had last year, she is so kind, she's one of my, closest, Instagram friends, I suppose you should say. And she, with my YouTube and stuff, if I sent her, oh, this is my new music, she will share it on a story, and obviously she's got thousands and thousands of followers, obviously that can happen with music. And these people that that I've interviewed will if I say, could you share this on your story, they will do that for me, because obviously we've formed a bond of some sort, in a way, because obviously a lot of the people that I've interviewed, touch me, see how they're doing. So obviously through them, obviously more people know about me, so that obviously can promote my music, promote my YouTube, because some people say, I found you from this interview, or this person interviewed. So I think it's really like, it's amazing that I even get, like, these people like asking, like, how do you manage to, like, find these people off, like,
right,
this or, like, this person? And it's like, you know what, if it's like, as I never know, I'll just, like, you know, so to speak, slide in the DM with, like, hello, my name is...
Yeah, right, sliding into the DM.
Yeah, it's like, you just, I never... I'm not saying like, oh my god, everyone's gonna reply. And this is the thing, like, some people think, what, like, some people, like, I've interviewed before, honestly, like, well, I'm not famous, why do you want to interview them? Like, I'm not bothered if you're on TV or you're not. It's, for me, it's like, I'm not just gonna interview someone for no reason, like, I have to find an interest in something about
them.
It's like, if it's a musician, obviously we have things in common, or, like, Elizabeth from Vardos, who's on Real Housewives, I love watching your life, so, it's obviously awesome to me. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to have them on because, you know, they're famous or because they're well known. It's because I am interested in them or what they do or, you know. And, you know, and it's, and if that, I'm like, I still can't believe that I've met some of the people that I've met. And I'm like, how did I end up, like, meeting them?
Yeah, right. How did you do that?
Like, last year I also interviewed a Paralympian. And that was, like, amazing as well.
I would guess so.
And it's like, because basically, I mean, most of the people that I've interviewed, it's like, I've met them, like, you know, I've met them on some, but this particular Paralympian came into my college to a talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I got pictures of him, and that, you know, I asked, like, later on in that day, I'm like, would you like to be a guest on my, you know?
No, you just asked her. Right.
And she said, yeah. So it's like, and it's like, I cannot believe that I've had a line of this. I've had a line of reality TV shows. I've had a Paralympian. I've had, you know, and I'm like, how does this happen to me? I'm a normal person, but, you know, it's like, but I'm so glad, like, enough to, I've restarted. Yeah. I had, like, quite a long break, tried to restart, then I didn't, like, I just, like, had a little break. But now I'm like, you know, it's kind of marvellous, it's kind of marvellous, it's back and it's more marvellous than ever, but it's, you know, having all these different people, whether they're on TV or not, it does help to promote me as a musician, as a YouTuber, obviously, also for the most part, you know, Instagram, so obviously, through those people that interview more people, to be my guest on my chat show, so it boosts me even further and further, like,
right,
my platform.
So, you know, collecting all of those celebrities, as it were, would you think they were endorsements or endorsers? If those celebrities said yes to you, they're literally endorsing you and saying, hey, yeah, I'll do that, you know, right?
The few famous people, and anyone in general. Because I think, now, obviously, like, if it was like a, you know, like a talk show on TV or something.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities, obviously, like, with certain TV shows, may get a check for being a guest on, you know, whatever.
Right.
So, like, if it was the Wendy Williams show, for example, if it was that, or, you know, something like that. But, like, with me, like, because obviously, like, you know, it's just on Instagram. And, you know, obviously, if someone has something to promote, then obviously, like, you know, they've got, like, if it's a musician with a new, like, you know, a new song or a new album, or if it's someone on TV that's on a project, or, you know, you're working on something, or wants to tell, like, their, like, experience, like, being on a show or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, in a way, it is impossible because, you know, it's like, and like, I cannot believe that some of these people actually like wanted to be interviewed by me, and like, I feel like I've formed like proper friendships with them. And obviously, like, you know, bring people back on the show. Like, there's people that have been like on three or four times, and it's like, and I'm like, but it's like, because obviously I feel like we gain each other's trust with us, and like, it's like, and you don't know how much you're having in common with people sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, like, you could, like, interview them and also get to know them and have great, you know, conversations. And so, anyway, it's like, I feel like it's an endorsement also in the way of, I can obviously promote myself more through them and blah, blah, blah. But also in the fact that, obviously, I've got to know these people. Like, I'm like, Oh, I can go.
So you're saying you keep in touch with them after the interview? You keep in touch with them?
Yeah, but a lot of the people I keep in touch with, and even people that like may not have been able to be, you know, a guest, but they will, like, you know, I do keep in touch with them and how they're doing, and you know, like, and I'm like, what are they doing? But you know, it's like I'm just like names that I'm like people like. And like, you know, people just like love to be there so much. Like through an interview I did on like for my new season of my Instagram interview series, I basically interviewed someone that does like, you know, like signing. So you know, so like they sign a lot to songs or obviously like, you know, the BSO, which is British Sign Language.
So I see that the music is very important to you. I hear that a lot. Yeah,
that music supports me. So obviously, there's a lot of people that sign on to music as well. And so I have someone that does a lot of like learns a lot of sign language and does a lot of like signing to songs. So and I mean, I love singing as well, but I like also like learning about sign language and obviously all these different things. Okay. So through that person, I had on Monday or Sunday, like I obviously like gained 6 new followers, but I also had quite a few people like that were also excited about the interview, but I got a few more guests from that. And like someone I had on yesterday, people asked me like, could I be a guest on YouTube? I'm like, yeah, of course you can, you know, like I'm never gonna say no to anyone like that. Like, no, you can't, because this, I mean, obviously there may be certain reasons, but I was like, if someone wants to come on and, you know, like, positive and they want like to talk about something, I'm very happy to, like, you know, bring someone on.
So, like, Michael, could you tell me what type of music that you are an artist of?
I think with me, I'm a very, like, when I first started off and stuff like this, I'm a very sort of, like, pop, like, catchy sort of, like, style music. But I think now, like, the type of, like, I'm very, like, mainly pop, like, you know, like...
So, you're a pop music?
Yeah, like, pop, like, cat. Like, yeah, pop, sort of, but I feel like now, like, with my music over the past year or so, I feel like I'm a pop artist that also, like, tries a bit of, like, other genres sometimes. You know, tries to be a bit more personal in the music, etc., but, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so at least we know that. So, can you tell me, is there a common, like, myth or stereotype that you're kind of associated with? And you might want to share with the audience how, you know, that it's not that way?
I used to say about when I was younger, I would love to be a famous singer. And, you know, if that, I mean, now I think about it, if that happened, if that happened, that would be amazing. If it doesn't, as long as people still enjoy my music and whatever, that's fine with me. But on if I can make money from it, that's great. But I think some people do think, like, you know, that I already think that I'm a famous singer, or I think I'm a celebrity, which I don't. Because I know, like, I have had to very work for, like, this, like, I know a lot of amazing singers that are amazing. And, you know, they've got, like, very, like, natural, amazing, obviously they've worked on the voices or they've worked on their songwriting or whatever. But with me, I did not have the most natural voice when I first started singing. And, you know, and I don't think it's a mistake, and it's like, oh, you think like you're such this like wonderful thing. I know, and this is another thing, people think I'm such an amazing singer. Some people think that I think that I'm like, oh, I'm a better singer than everyone else, which I don't. I know there's a lot of people. It's true, because I think some people think, oh, if you want to be a famous singer, you're like, oh, you've got a big ego or something like that. And it's not that. That is not, that's with some people, maybe.
Yeah, but I think you're just confident that you can sing what you can sing.
I'm not the best singer in the world. I've, like, practiced, especially over the past few years. And people actually do say to me, like, I've improved a lot, or, like, this is, like, really good, like, your latest song. Like, one of my another most recent song called, which is called Above the Sky. One of my friends, or like someone I know, said to me when they listened to it, it actually made them cry because of how good it looked, like the emotion they got from it. I never thought someone like would be like, but it, because it was basically about the process of like losing a loved one, etc. I was like, oh my god, that's so sweet. And I never thought like someone would like get like, I'm like, and I feel like that shows that I've improved as a So for anyone that doesn't know, I don't know if you know this, but I am actually well, the term neurodiverse, so I have a few special needs disabilities. So I'm autistic, I have low muscle tone, and I'm also dyspraxic. And I think with I feel like there's a few like stereotypes that people have with autism, which is fine if some people don't know much about it, which is fine enough. And obviously people are still learning about it and stuff, but I feel like people feel like the stereotypes of like people with autism is, oh, they're like weird or like very withdrawn or like this. And I mean, you know, some people come with autism come with withdrawn, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that.
It's not always the truth,
People think like, oh, with autism, like, well, like other people that don't have autism, some people think like, oh, if you're autistic, does that like mean you're weird or mean you're a bit, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, am I? And it's like, and I think people have seen for me like, I know I'm not weird. I'm just like, you know, with whatever, you know, disability or medical condition.
Yeah, you're just you. I guess you're just you.
it makes you know it's a part of you. It doesn't define you, but it's a part of you. And one thing they always say to them, like, I always say this with lots of them, my mum taught me, but there's the word abled and disabled. Well, you know, able and disabled, and also ability and disability. So we, obviously there are certain things that people with disabilities may not be able to do, but there's a lot of things that they can do that they might, that other people might not think. That's another thing, there's probably a lot of things that people with disabilities, or people that don't have disabilities may think, oh, that person can't do it. They've got this voice that actually they've got their own way, or they can do it, but it's like, you may not think, but you may be surprised what they can do. So there's things like that, so yeah. Basically.
Okay. So how? So we talked about you know, having autism and dyslexia, right? How does that?
Yeah.
How do you turn that challenge into victory when you're creating your music and when you're being a YouTuber? How do you put those two together and make it work?
I think especially about autism. So I did with my music. I did because April was like I think it was like, you know, it's like international autism awareness.
Yes.
So I did a song called Awesome Autism, and it was sort of basically telling my story of autism, but also if anyone that knows anyone with autism or has autism themselves or doesn't know a lot about autism, reminds them or tells them. In one way, that, you know, people with autism, I'm not obviously just specific, but obviously there's something about autism, but also anyone with disabilities, that, you know, if you have autism or whatever condition, you know, you're all. So I think, obviously, like, I feel like the music helps with my autism, which is, like, a lot, even, like, artists or rappers or musicians or singers or whoever,
that
don't have autism, a lot of people who are artists, obviously express their emotions through, you know, music and, you know, or songwriting opportunities or whatever. And obviously a lot of autistic people may find it hard to, you know, express their emotions. So it's one good thing for me, like, for words that I can write a song that I can record it, and I feel like, I think, like, for me, one of my favourite things to do, places to go, is go to the recording studio, record a new song or a new cover, or I film something. I love doing. And then with my sort of like YouTube, I did Last year I did a, well, so it's like I feel like my trademark is autism, because I did a series called Autism, where I, it was like a 5-part series that I had on my channel, but someone I know from Canada also put on their YouTube channel, so obviously like expanded the audience a little bit. You know, I got to talk about my life experience with it, like challenges with it, you know, like how I deal with certain things, tips of people with it, all these different things.
That's
so
great.
I try to use my platform, like, you know, like whether it's my YouTube, whether it's my Instagram, whether it's my TikTok, whatever it is, to, you know, and I think, which is obviously like, when obviously like I'm on a podcast like this one, or you know, I like, you know, I'm on a podcast, I thought, because obviously I'm there, but I'm not really busy, but it's another way of I can, which is I'm a YouTuber and singer. When I don't want a podcast, obviously I can talk about being a YouTuber and singer, but I can also talk about, you know, I can raise awareness for autism and all, you know, man, you know, being dyslexic or, you know, and it's like, and like, and you know, I might meet someone else that has, you know, autism or and you know, and I feel like more, like a lot of people felt like, obviously, like it's amazing that you get, like you actually feel cultures, like there's obviously a lot of people that, and I think that's something a lot of people do, like, have admitted that, like, when they were young, like, they tried to sort of, like, master autism, tried to make it look like what you would call normal, whatever that is.
Right.
Such things normal, but it's, you know, like, they might be like, oh, I'm not, like, and some people won't hardly ever tell anyone they're autistic, but with me, I'm like, I think, so I was officially diagnosed with autism when I was about 7 years old, so I'm 18 now, 18 years old now, so about, well, exactly about 11 years ago. So, you know, I'm like, I've had it for pretty much, well, officially diagnosed for all my life, probably had it since I was obviously a bit younger than 7 as well, but, so, you know, this is part of me, I talk about it, I do my music about it, I do videos about it, I do obviously talk about it on my, you know, in, you know, my Instagram chat show, like, because I've had several guests that have autism or, you know, like, know someone with autism, obviously I go on podcasts and obviously I talk about it, and so there's many different ways, and so I think, having autism is amazing for me, which is obviously like, I think like a lot of, like someone said there, like interviewed that the day with their autism, they feel like they're very focused, and I feel like that's made them very focused on things that I want to do, or you know, goals that I've got, and you know, and I feel like, you know, like, I've been able to, like, you know, obviously, like, to say, like, obviously, I did a YouTube series about it that was promoted on someone else's YouTube channel as well as mine. So, and it's like, through talk about it, I've met obviously amazing people, and obviously, I've done a song about it, and it's also, I think, love coincides, but I think my music on my YouTube helps with my, you know, conditions, but also my conditions helps me, you know, like,
I've got
something more interesting to talk about, and I've got, like, you know, to tell, like, what my life story is, and, like, you know, and I can, like, you know, like, so I feel like we both help each other in some way.
Yeah. Well, that's really beautiful that you are sharing this around the world about autism. And I like the fact you said awesome autism. That's beautiful. So now this is a great for the audience, and it's great for me to know what you do as an 18-year-old. This is an 18-year-old dynamo who is, like, out in the world telling his story, doing what he loves to do, and, you know, just catapulting over insurmountable challenges, which is autism and dyslexia. I mean, just crushing it and having no excuse. But now we're going to turn the tables, and we want to get to know about you personally. So we're going to give you, like, two questions that we want you to answer that put you in the light of being a person. Okay? Are you ready, Michael? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So if you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
I think, obviously, probably music, but I think if I had a billboard, obviously I'd love to have a billboard to obviously one of my songs on album, which would be great, but I think as a person, I think once a dialogue is a lot of, like, positive quotes, so I think I'd like to have a picture of me.
Okay.
But also a positive quote, which is with me. I like to have, like, in my room, I have, like, a lot of, like, you know, like,
okay,
positive boards, or, you know, so I've got one that says, never let anyone dull your sparkle, or I've got one that says, go by drilling it, or be happy. So it'd be something like that.
I'd like to have,
you know, so people can see it, and, like, if they, you know, if they drive past it or whatever, then, you know,
yeah, it's going to be big, so they're going to see it. Yeah, and with your picture on it, how could they not? Right? All right. So, last question. What would you pick for your last meal?
Oh, I think my last meal. Now, my favorite meal is just like my favorite thing to have in my life, dinner or tea, whatever you call it. My last meal, which is my favourite meal, I think...
It would be a buffet?
I mean, obviously, I think it was like, if it was just like one meal.
Okay.
Basically, I like meatballs and pasta.
Oh, my goodness, another one.
I know that, like, someone else has probably said that.
Yeah, meatball. Yeah, we have a few, but yeah, meatballs and pasta. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what other people that have meatballs and pasta, but I just love it.
Love it. Oh, that's it. So good.
You know,
that's
so good. If I feel like for me, that's my last meal, which is like, say if like something's good to happen, like I'm celebrating something, I'm like, if mom's like, would you like to stay with me for tea, then.
That would be it, right? Okay.
It's like part of a celebratory thing. So, like, if something good happens, like, you know, I've done well at college or done well at something in life or something, I feel like that's something that I always have, like, you know, a nice treat for myself. And, you know, when it's just like nice, like,
okay.
So, in a way, it's like a celebration, but also, so that would be definitely
awesome. Absolutely. So, how can my audience, you know, find you on social media? You know, give us your hashtags, give us your social media
URL. For music, if you want to listen to any of my songs, I'm on SoundCloud, so if you just search my name, Mike Montes, it'll come up on SoundCloud. Or if you want to check out my YouTube videos and also my music on YouTube, it's just Michael Antis Music. And then for my Instagram chat show, or if you want to see what I'm up to, my Instagram is, and if anyone would like to be a guest, just DM me on there. So it's Michael Antis Music. And then I'm also on TikTok, which is at MrMay47. If anyone has Twitter, it's at Michael Antis. And then Facebook, because obviously that's how me and sort of like... And obviously, I'll meet other people. So if anyone wants to search on there, you'll probably see me on there. And so that's basically, if anyone wants to find me and like message me or anything, or check out my music or anything, or anything like that, that's basically how you can find me.
That's wonderful. Well, got audience, this has been really enlightening. And I can just tell you that this 18-year-old... a YouTuber and artist, Michael Anchor, is a dynamo. He's got every social media covered. So I don't think you guys out there who are in business, who want to run a business, you got to cover the whole gambit of social media. He's telling us right now, cover it all, get it all done. All right. And we thank you, Michael, for being here. We thank you, audience, for listening to us. And that brings us to the end of the show. We want to thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it about on social media, and leave a rating and a review. And listen, the new button on the bottom of this Anchor channel can actually allow you to send a message to our guest today. So if you want to ask the guest anything, any question at all, you have 30 to 60 seconds. Push that button, send the question, and I'll send it to Michael myself. All right? And you can catch me all around social media at EJW Coaching on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And once again, I want to thank you for being here and see you next time. This is Edna White, your host, and my guest, Michael Anker, saying bye for now.
Bye, guys.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.